It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out what the Dictionary of American Regional English is doing to update itself for a new generation.
But first, the Environmental Protection Agency announced new regulations today to cut power plants' carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030.
Industry groups are pushing back, saying this could put some power companies out of business and damage the economy. The Obama administration says the change is needed to confront climate change, and incentives for new technology development could actually help stimulate the economy.
WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach joins us now from our Milwaukee studios. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Well, the EPA draft proposal today is part of what's seen as the centerpiece of Obama's climate change policy. What is in President Obama's proposal?
Well, again, there's about a nationwide average of about a 30% cut in carbon dioxide emissions from coal-burning power plants, major contributor to climate change, say the scientists. And so going after the coal-burning power plants has been something that's been in the works for some time. It's been fought over in court, but yet the president has decided to move ahead with the proposal. And it would vary some from state to state. Wisconsin, though, would be about 33% cut target reduction from 2005 levels by the year 2030 or so. Again, there's some flexibility, some variability. And as the public comment period goes over the next 10 or 12 months, I bet there'll be some arguments over what the rate should be in Wisconsin if indeed the plan goes ahead.
Well, more than half the state's electricity comes from coal. We're 14th in the nation in coal use. Given that, does that mean that these new rules are going to be any more difficult for Wisconsin, say, than another state with lower coal use?
Well, again, a point of debate. I mean, the EPA is saying that there's flexibility for the states. No state is similar, and that there'd be some various ways to come up with this 30% roughly reduction. Things such as burning coal more efficiently, more use of renewable energy in the state. And, of course, there's been a growth of solar and wind power in Wisconsin and many other states. More utilities switching to natural gas, which is less of a greenhouse gas problem from natural gas, but certainly some. And more use of energy efficiency so that we're burning perhaps less coal to run certain projects, to run certain appliances and things like that. All sort of all hands on deck, all things sort of adding up, say the EPA and environmental groups that support that, there will be flexibility.
And what is the response so far from Wisconsin utility companies?
Well, they haven't been saying a whole lot. Xcel out in the western part of the state has wanted some clarity, I think, and because they also are moving ahead in, on things like wind and so on. Governor Walker today in Milwaukee said that if it's really flexibility, then it's something that's potentially encouraging to him. He says that there have been promises not just from the Obama administration but others in the past saying we'll give you flexibility, and then the flexibility does not occur. But he says if it's real flexibility, there's a potential upside for the state. He says if Wisconsin can make green by going green, in other words, if there's ways this can stimulate the economy in a certain direction. He didn't exactly give a thumbs up just yet, but a cautious optimism about it. However, just a few months ago, the Walker administration did send the EPA a letter raising some concerns because we get so much electricity in the state from coal-fired power plants, and a lot of the state's economy is dependent on manufacturers who need a lot of electricity. Walker and others don't want electricity prices at these manufacturers to shoot up and cause headaches for the product makers.
And as I understand it, one question on the table in Wisconsin has been, will Wisconsin get credits for past energy reductions and emissions that we've apparently been incorporating over the past year or two? And is that going to count toward these standards?
Right. And that is, and it's probably more than a year or two. And also factor in that some of the reductions came about, as the NPR spot a moment ago said, through the recession, that there was less use of electricity by manufacturers because some went out of business or cut back and so on. And there was therefore some reduction in carbon dioxide emissions just because the economy was going sour for a while. So there's been some reductions via that. There's been some reductions by power plants getting rid of coal and changing to natural gas, or putting in a big new collection, you know, ways to collect carbon dioxide emissions and not let as much out into the atmosphere, or burning coal more efficiently, sort of the all hands on deck approach I mentioned before. So yes, there'll be some debate over, well, we did this, don't we get credit for it? And it's not just, of course, President Obama that will have a role in deciding that, but the next president and the president perhaps beyond that.
Is there any word about whether Wisconsin could be involved in a cap and trade plan with credits the way other states are?
Well, I think there's some initial skepticism about that, but it has been the case in some other types of emissions. There's been cap and trade going on, and again, cap and trade is the idea of buying and selling of emissions credits, that companies that do well at reducing emissions might sell credits to companies that are having problems meeting reductions, with the overall goal of either limiting carbon dioxide emissions, or hopefully they would say cutting carbon dioxide emissions. It's sort of a complex thing. I was listening to a conservative station today that was raising a big hue and cry about cap and trade. But it has to work to some degree, whether it can with carbon dioxide, which is such a prevalent pollution, type of pollution, devil in the details there.
And the letter, rather, that you referenced earlier that Governor Walker had sent regarding these emissions and the plan which was coming down the pipeline, the question that he raised was some legal issues, as he saw it, still out there in the field that needed to be dealt with. Where is that, do you think, right now as we look at these new emission standards?
Well, they sent the letter, but the EPA and White House went ahead with a plan today. So there's not every state concern is going to be listened to, but there may be court attempts by groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the coal industry, and others that don't like these reductions. If they take their arguments to court, they may incorporate some arguments from states like Wisconsin as to whether, as I say, whether this is doable, whether it would cause a large increase in electricity prices, and other sorts of ways that this would play out.
Now, President Obama hasn't acted on carbon emission standards at this level until now. Why did he pick this moment?
Well, there's been some national news reports that suggest he is trying to sort of make his mark on this issue before he leaves office. There's certainly, I think, the previous EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson did a lot of outreach to minority communities and talking about asthma, because this reductions would have not only carbon dioxide reductions, but there could be potentially gains in the slicing of other pollutants that lead to asthma and other breathing problems. And Jackson and Obama have been paying attention to the sort of side benefits, if you will, of better, more efficient burning of coal. But he's also, as I say, the president also been promising for a number of years to move ahead, and has now done so. Perhaps is exerting more executive power than the Republicans would like, but again, trying to make a mark, before he leaves office, again, with the uncertainty of what would happen after he leaves office.
Chuck, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Chuck Kornbach, our WPR reporter based in Milwaukee.